I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, a stop-motion animated feature that's miles ahead of Robert Zemeckis' take in every way. The attention to detail for this wooden puppet looks more wooden than the CGI version did, and this Geppetto is given a lot of depth and humanity to his character. Gregory Mann voices Pinocchio, while David Bradley is the old woodcarver, and this wooden boy falls under the machinations of a sinister showman voiced by Christoph Waltz, and I think this version is made for older audiences, as this one takes place in fascist Italy in the 1930s, and this puppet looks deaf right in the face. She's voiced by Tilda Swinton. Another bright spot is this cricket, voiced by Ewan McGregor, is miles ahead of how Joseph Gordon-Levitt tried to mimic Cliff Edwards' voice of Jiminy Cricket, as this one is an ambitious writer who tries to be Pinocchio's voice of reasoning. Guillermo del Toro presents this version of Pinocchio as a visual wonder, an animated film so complex and truthful and dazzling it's nearly impossible to resist. It doesn't settle for the most obvious formulas, but rather presents the story in a different light. This is one of the best stop-motion features ever, 3.5 stars. To recap the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs way up for Avatar The Way of Water, thumbs up for Emancipation, Sorry Not Sorry, and thumbs way up for Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, happy holidays, and I'll see you at the movies!